Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Hi, my name is Susanna Zreisky, and I'm here to talk about my book, Language is Music. I wrote the book because I speak seven languages, Russian, English, Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, and Serbo-Croatian. And people for many years were asking me why I was able to speak so many languages. And to be honest, it took me a long time until I figured it out. But once I realized that I listen to language just like I listen to music, I realized that music has a huge role in language education, and I decided to write down my tips in a book so that other people could learn how to learn languages using music, TV, radio, film, and the internet. Learning foreign languages is a lot of fun, but you have to think about how you learned your native language. When you were a baby, you listened for almost a year until you started speaking. And when you started speaking, you didn't speak with an accent. But in school, the first thing that happens when we sit down in a classroom to learn a foreign language, we're taught to repeat a whole bunch of words. What happens? We repeat them with our accents. Instead of taking a class where you learn the foreign language the first day you get there by repeating words, what you need to do is listen to the language for a while. That means that you can have the TV, the radio, or movies in the background as you're cleaning your house or when you're driving, just so you can get used to the sounds of the language. You need to hear the language for a while for it to get imprinted in your brain, and then you're going to be able to actually reproduce those sounds. My book is a supplement to grammar books and vocabulary lessons. You still have to learn grammar and vocabulary in order to speak a language, but it's much easier to speak a language when you actually have verses from songs in your head and the melody of each language in your head. Remember, each language has its own music. It has its own rhythm, it has its own melodies. And I'm saying this not because I'm a linguist. I have never studied linguistics, I've never studied educational methods of foreign languages. I happen to know all of this from personal experience. I don't claim to be an expert in foreign languages, and I'm not saying that my method is better than anyone else's. I just happen to know that it works and it's fun, and it can be fun for you as well. The basic ideas of my book are very simple. First of all, have fun. Languages can be fun to learn, and it's your attitude that will have the greatest effect on your ability and speed of learning. Don't think of this as a chore or homework. Make it exciting. Relax. You'll be able to absorb much more when you're relaxed. Each language has its own range of frequency. If your language has a lower range of frequency than another, you will have trouble pronouncing certain sounds. To make a very, very simplified example, think of yourself as a radio with a band of frequencies going from low to high. Let's say your station is 101.3 FM and you speak English. If you want to speak French, you have to lower your frequency to 88.5 FM. But if you don't turn your dial to 88.5 FM and you try to make the sounds from 101.3 FM, you will sound wrong because you're emitting sounds from a higher frequency. But if you have only heard language spoken at your higher frequency all your life, you will have trouble making a sound you have never heard before. So you have to first listen to the French station at 88.5 FM for a while and get used to the sounds of the language and music, and then you can start to pronounce the words. Remember, you listen first and then you pronounce. Emphasis. Where's the emphasis in the words? For example, in Hungarian, the emphasis is always on the first syllable. You can sound very strange if you emphasize the wrong part of the word in Hungarian. I'm going to say the following Hungarian phrase with the proper accent and emphasis first, and then I'll pronounce it like someone would who does not know how to speak Hungarian properly and emphasizes the wrong syllables. Now, in the second example, I'm going to put the emphasis in the middle of the last syllable of the word, and you'll hear the difference. In the second example, I was putting the emphasis in the middle or the last syllable of the word rather than the first syllable, and the sentence sounded very strange. So you need to be careful to know where to emphasize.
Length and melody. When we learn music, we learn about long and short notes. It's the same for vowels. Let's take this Italian sentence that I will say with the proper long vowels in Italian and the way a typical American would say it who is not used to the melody and length of Italian sounds. Ciao, come stai? That's the proper way to say, hi, how are you, in Italian. The second one, ciao, come stai, is the way an American would say it. Did you notice that in the first example, the word ciao has a long vowel, and stai at the end is also a long vowel? But the American's pronunciation cuts off the vowel sounds. You have to be very careful to pronounce the vowels as long or short vowels as they're supposed to be.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.